We just finished Parshas Korach, and you go through the Parsha. I had a gewaltige tzmiya, a new ha'ara that I'm sharing with you first time. You go through the whole Parsha, and the mamash blows your mind. We all familiar with the first part of the Parsha, Ma'isa Korach itself. So can talk about Vayakel Aleihem Korach as Kol Ha'eda. Korach gathered everybody, and the Rabbanu Shalom right away, his response was Vaydabar Hashem al Moshe al Aaron, he botlu mitoicha Eda hazois, separate yourself from this congregation, from this oilam, Vachale oisom kiraga, and I'm destroying them in a moment, snapping my finger, they're going to be gone. Vayiplu al Pneihem. Moshe and Aaron started davening, don't do that, Hashem. And that's where the story went further. Taka, the ground opened up and only swallowed them up. That's all part one of the parasha. The parasha continued. Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Vav. Vayiloinu koladas b'nei Yisrael mimocharas al Moshe v'Aaron. The next day, Gantz Klal Yisrael comes to Moshe and Aaron. Lamar saying, Atem Hamitem Es Am Hashem. You're killing out Kol Yisrael. Look what's going on. We lost so many Yidden. Now, I don't understand. Did Kol Yisrael go crazy? I mean, you saw what happened to the last group that just came and complained to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why are you making him Kayin, him Levi, him the Nasli? They had problems. They challenged Moshe. The ground opened up and got rid of all of them. The next day, Klal Yisrael's coming to Moshe Rabbeinu and complaining, you're killing us all out? It's a Pela Otsum. What happens? Pasuk Yud, the Rabbeinu Shem says, Hey Roimu mitoicha eda hazois, va'achala oisam kiraga. Lift yourself away from these people. I'm done with Klal Yisrael. I'm destroying them kiraga. And all of a sudden there, he couldn't daven and stop it. And the Magefa began, and Yidden started dropping like flies, the Pasuk says. And it was a Magefa that, until they stopped the Magefa with the Keteris, over 14,000 Yidden just dropped dead. That's what it says in the Parasha. But we're not finished, that's part two. Pasuk of Zion, Klal Yisrael came back. After this thing, everything calmed down. Vayomru b'nei Yisrael al Moshe leimor, hein gavanu, we're all dying, avadnu, kulanu avadnu, there's no hope for us. We're all dying out, this is all over, this is Yiddishkeit, we're just dying. It's all about death. A third time. Could someone explain to me, Pasha Pshat in the Parsha? I mean, did Klal Yisrael lose their mind? You would imagine Klal Yisrael, after they saw what happened to Korach, don't challenge Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was the next day they came back. Another 14,000 Yidden died. And they're still coming back telling Moshe Rabbeinu, this is just all about death. It's not about death. If you start up with Hashem, it's about dying. But if you're a good Yid and you're Eved Hashem, you're not dying. What in the world's going on here in the Parsha? Poshet, I'm telling you, from after laning, Shabbos afternoon, I poshet my mind. I was trying to settle myself to understand what just happened. What did I just hear in the Parsha? I haven't seen anybody who asked this whole horror that I'm asking you. But what I did find, Rabbi Chatzko Levenstein talks about part of it. Rabbi Chatzko Levenstein on Parshas Korach, the Etzem Maisa Korach, he says, His Oirarnu, I had a Gvaldika His Oirus, Mi Parshas Korach. But he's specifically talking, it sounds, about the Maisa of Korach itself. Shekol Maisa Korach, the story of Korach, the Kishloinoi, and his whole falling and stumbling that he'd felt, and his disaster, Nova Migavusoi. It came from his Gaiva. If you want to know the root of what happened to Korach and Hadassah, it came from Gaiva. How Niskana, he had a jealousy, the Nisiusoy, from the Nisius of Litzafah ben Uziel, the Akino, Hevila Machloikis, and the jealousy brought to a whole full-scale Machloikis, Al Moshe, Rabbeinu. But Midas Hakino, being jealous in the first place, Yisoido Visharosha Begaiva. You want to understand this, that he had the audacity to challenge Moshe? This, that he was feeling a jealousy? It all comes from the root, which is a gaiva that he had. Kimishein amachshev atzmoi. Person that doesn't think of himself so high. The Eina Sovi is not walking around thinking, Kiloi nova sahila, I deserve all the praise. Loi mikane ba'acherim, he doesn't have the ability to become jealous in others. Doesn't even enter his mind that I'm deserving what he has. To start having a jealousy and feeling that I deserve it, that means you have a gaiva that you're plagued with, and that's why you feel like you're entitled. So this is the taich that Bichatzka Levenstein wants to give in understanding Maisa Kairach was built on gaiva. I think we could take this a little further to understand the whole inyan with this theme too. But I first want to go ahead and ask you. We're reading all these parashiyos, so many parashiyos, Bahaloyscha, the story of the Misoinanim, Kal Yisrael's tragedy of complaining, and it brought down over there, there was a Maisa in Tavera, and Kivra Sataiva. All the different parts and the elements that happened in Parashas Bahaloyscha of Klal Yisrael's downfall. And from Parashas Bahaloyscha, we went to Parashas Shalach, where there we had the Maisa of the Meraglim. And that's just the last 3 weeks. Bahaloyscha, Shalach, Kairach. This coming week again, we're going to see Klal Yisrael's downfall. And the truth is, the Rabbeinu Shalom himself addressed story after story. Klal Yisrael keeps going at it. Right after the Meraglim, what did Rabbeinu Shalom say? He wrapped it all up and he said, Kol ha'noshim haroyim es kvaydi. Klal Yisrael, all you people, you saw my honor. Ve'es oisoisai ashasis Mitzrayim, and all my signs, what I did in Mitzrayim. And yet, vayinasu oisi ze eser pa'omim. It's already 10 times you keep challenging me. You're not listening to me. And therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom said, you think they're going to see the land that I promised to give, rather they're all going to die out, and Klal Yisrael is only the ones that are going to enter Eretz Yisrael is the new generation. But this generation, this Dor HaMidbar of Klal Yisrael, is not getting to the finish line. Enough is enough. That's what the Rabbeinu Shalom said. And we have to understand, wasn't each story an individual story? The Rabbeinu Shalom, like, as if wraps it up, and it's already 10 times. Well, look at each story individually. What's 10 times? It's all one idea? It's mashma here. The Rabbeinu Shalom saw it as one nekuda fed all. You tested me 10 times. Is one root at all? I would think Pashut, each Maisa has its downfall of what Klal Yisrael had, each story. There's a Maisa Meraglim, there's a Maisa of Misoinanim, having a Taiva, all the different things that was going on, all the different parashiyos. And yet the Rabbeinu Shalom brings it all together. Klal Yisrael, 10 times already, you are not entering Eretz Yisrael. We're starting over the new generation. What's the understanding? And the truth is, in Parshas Ekev, which is Sefer Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael. It's almost the last month of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. He's about to be Nifter, and he's wrapping up all the last bunch of years of leading Klal Yisrael. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Unbelievable words. Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Veschataschem asher asisim es ha'egel. You did an aveira of the eagle. He's reminiscing all the different things that went on. Uva taveiro, in the place taveiro. Uva maso, where you did a maso. Uva kibbutz hataivo. Maksifim ha'yisim es Hashem. You were angering Hashem time after time. Uva shloich Hashem eschem mikodesh barnea. And when we were sent from Kodesh Barnea, and we were supposed to go right into Eretz Yisrael, but Tamru es pi Hashem, you rebelled against him again. Lo yamantim lo, you didn't believe in him. You sent the meraglim. Listen to this line. Mamrim heyisem im Hashem miyoyim daiti eschem. You people are rebellious people from the day I know you until now when I'm about to be nifter. This defines Klal Yisrael, a rebellious nation. That's the same Yisrael. You have to understand, what does this mean? Every Maisa had its story, its Yetzirah, its challenge. And Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, the final Musar that he's giving them, he's about to be Nifter, and he says, you know, Klal Yisrael, you have been a rebellious nation from the day I know you. Rebellious nation? Why are you saying a rebellious nation? They had the Yetzirah by here, and they had the Yetzirah there, and there was different downfalls that Klal Yisrael had. No, it's all one Yesod. I think the underlying foundation is what Rabbi Chatzkel is coming to explain to us. He explains it here in Maisa Kairach, and I think this defines all the Maisim that were calling Klal Yisrael a nation, Mamrim Yisem, Miyoyim Daiti Eschem. And you're a people that tested me, Esa Pa'amim V'loy Shalom B'Kali, you don't listen to me. The Rabbeinu Shloim had one underlying taina on Klal Yisrael. It's this midah of gaiva that Klal Yisrael is walking around with. What does that mean? Rabbi Chatzkel explains, gaiva is not like we think. You know, we don't think of ourselves as a Baal Gaiva. I'm a Baal Gaiva. I don't think I'm a Baal Gaiva. Rabbi Chatzkel says that Gaiva is defined, he brings that Lashon L'Chavis Olavavis in Shar HaTshuva. Kesheyifne liboy min hachnia v'dovak b'gaiva. He says, if you're not attached, that you're living in your heart with hachno, then you're attached to gaiva. Which means Rabbi Chatzkel is bringing out to us, it's one or the other. We think of it, well, I'm an in-between guy. I'm not a Baal Gaiva. I might not have the middle of Anova. I'm the middle level. I'm not a Baal Gaiva, but maybe I'm not an Anova yet. Zaka Bichatzkel, no such thing. Either you're living as an Anova with Hachno, or if you don't have that, Zaka Bichatzkel from the Chavis Alavavis, you're plagued with gaiva because there's no in between. If you don't have achna, then there's levels of gaiva inside you. Rabbi Chatzkel's Masber. He says, Nikeres midas ha-gaiva bonu. We all suffer from gaiva. Af bezois, just this alone. Shekemat ein efshoris loichiach af echod bnei adam. If you can't give direction in toichacha to anybody, there's almost not a person that can accept Musar. Where does that come from, Zucker Bichatzkel? Why can't I accept some guidance and some correction in my life? There's one underlying reason. Why is it, Zucker Bichatzkel? Noimer lo'odom eiza diba. You say to somebody a little something. Kvar nifga b'chol ma'odai. You give him a little musr of direction, and now his nifga means he feels affected b'chol ma'odai. Nepach l'soyne. He becomes your enemy. Asher achiach, I said, the guy gave him a drop of musr, and now he becomes your enemy. You don't want to hear from him. Shoirish hakapdonus halozu noivas aminus hagaiva. The reason why you can't take any direction, any correction, any guidance, it's all rooted in the midah of gaiva. B'chatzkel said things the way they were. I'm saying, Imam is so blunt. I read you the loss that he says. It's unbelievable. I don't think any Bali Musa today are giving techacha like a B'chatzkel gave. And this is Mamash in the last 100 years. It's not like so long ago. He says, this is what he told Oilam. Shoyeres hagaivo bonu b'chol maseinu ubuhuseinu. Gaivo is controlling us in every action we do, in every fiber of our being. Can you imagine Chazal telling you that? Af b'toyraseinu, our Torah is kuloi gaivo, utfiloseinu, and our davening is all about gaivo, and our whole being, every fiber of our being, is kuloi nevas memidas hagaiva. He says, the reason why we don't daven with breaking ourselves before Hashem, his amtsus, giving all our koyach, bekavonas atfila, he says that comes from gaiva too. We're not ready lahachnia atzma lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have achno before Hashem. We're not ready to break ourselves and be machnia ourselves to Bari Yolam. He even throws in, Icher l'sidrei ha-yeshiva. The reason why you come late to a seder. You want to know why you come late to a seder? You think you're just busy. That's why you come late. You know why you come late to Sdorim? Zokav Yechatzkel, Sharosha Gamkin begaiva. It's also your gaiva. Eina roitze, she'agishu boy knias luzulosai. You don't want to be machni yourself to someone else. He's telling me when seder starts, I don't want to be machni yourself to your zmanim. You're going to tell me when I have to come to seder? It's all that we're missing the hachna. We can't be machni ourselves. So we think we don't have anova yet. We don't have hachna yet. I'm missing that milo of hachna and anova. That's what we look at. So it can be chatzkel, it's either one or the other. If you're not a person of anova and hachna, you're a bal gaiva. It doesn't exist any in between. A moiridik chiddush that I never knew before. The Orcha Sadikim, the Heilige Sefer, the Orcha Sadikim, that was written anonymously, we don't know who wrote it. He begins his Sefer, the first Shar is Shar HaGaiva. What does he say? Hashar HaRishon, the first Shar, Nidaber Al Midas HaGaiva. I want to talk about the Midah of Gaiva. Entire Sefer of Orcha Sadikim, he begins with Gaiva. Why? Tchilo L'chol HaShaorim, because it's such a huge obligation to work on this inyan of separating yourself from gaiva. Ki pesach lerois rabbis. It's the doorway to all bad things. V'loireinu kazois lera b'chol hamidas. And I haven't seen in all midas rois as bad as the midah of gaiva. Unbelievable. And that's why he begins his sefer with the midah of gaiva. And we're saying now, gaiva doesn't mean a big bal gaiva walking around with my nose in the ear. Bal gaiva means if you're missing hachno and you're not living as an onov, zokav yichatzko from the chayvus alavavus, that's gaiva. It's one or the other. And the Aruch HaSadikim says, hagaiva mevi l'dei taiva. Why do we have desires to have everything? It's the gaiva that was so blown up that we have to have misav l'chol dover. We want everything we see. We're never satisfied. Hagaiva goyremes shelo yisavlon. Why do we have so little tolerance, so little patience? We're living in a generation that patience is almost doesn't exist. Everything's immediate. Everything has to be right away. Patience is a midah that's gone. Why is that, Zokar Bichat, Dr. Orcha Sadikim? Gaiva brings that we don't have patience. And we don't have the ability, Lizbo, Ohabrias. We can't tolerate all types of people. We lose our level of tolerance to get along with everybody. It's all rooted in the fact that we're not living with hachno. We have this underlying gaiva that doesn't let us reach levels of patience and tolerance. What's clear when you go through the first shahr of Orchis Sadikim, of Shahr HaGaiva, you'd realize all our issues in our Ruchnias Dika life are rooted in this bad midah called gaiva. That's the root of it all. And Rachman al-Islam, we have such hard times with all our things. And the root of it all, he's telling us the secret, it comes from being too balei gaiva, missing levels of achno and anova. And he wraps it up saying, Dr. Sadikim, Lochein, im lo yizoher b'chochmo v'zrizus. If a person doesn't put an effort with tremendous chochmo and a zrizus, li notzol min ha-gaiva, to save yourself from gaiva. Afal pi sheyesh b'yodoy toiro u'maisim toivim. A person leaves this world thinking, I have so much Torah. I finished 5 cycles of Daf Yomi already. I'm such a person about Madrega. How many times I finished Shas? Over a handful of Shas. And I have so much Maisim Tovim. You know how much Chesed I do. You know how much Tzedakah I give. Zoktar Chesadikim. If a person is not working with Chochma and Zrizus to save yourself from Gaiva, you could have yesh biyodei toiro maisim toivim v'hu yoyrish gehenim. And you're going to be yoyrish gehenim. And you're not going to understand, why do I belong here? But the answer is, the refinement of your character was never worked on. So you chapter Ryan a lot of toiro maisim toivim and all the things you might have done, but your being just can't go ahead and enter Gan Eden and be nenem aziv ashchina. Because the refinement of your character is all missing. And the underlying midah that defines refinement of character is your gaiva keneged having hachna and anava. Lochein al yatz atzel. Don't be lazy. Milatzeach yetzahara yoim yoim. To fight the yetzahara on a daily basis in regard to this point. Unbelievable words, Archa Sadiqim. If you think about it, fighting our gaiva and being machni ourselves to Hashem should really be a simple thing. If we allow ourselves to think a few moments. Problem is that Yitzhar doesn't let us think. We never have a time to think and make cheshbin, to really focus cheshbin ha-nefesh. But if we think about it, what we feel and we blow ourselves up about in Gaiva, we'd realize it's so empty. What am I being a Baal Gaiva about? What do I feel so good about? If you make cheshbonis and think about where my Madrega is, in my Torah, in my Tefillah, in my Mitzvahs, all my Avodas Hashem, why do I have my nose in the ear with such gaiva, feeling so good? Am I really that good? And you'd realize how empty the feeling of what you're blowing yourself up with to have gaiva in these inyanim. And in the physical world, it doesn't take much to realize there's no room for gaiva in the physical world either. I'll tell you just this past Shabbos, the corner of my block, two houses down, there was a house being built for literally like 5-6 years. Beautiful home. I remember when it began, like 6 years ago, a young Svardish guy came by. Young guy, thin, the world coming to him, mamash, like, you know, shmak a yid, obviously he was in construction. And the first thing they did, they put a pool in the backyard before they even built the house. They built a pool in the backyard. And then they put up this gorgeous home. And we found out that it was going to be their summer home. They live in Flatbush. And a lot of Sfaradim come to Lakewood in the summer. So it was going to be their summer home. Construction began, and all of a sudden it came to a total standstill. And trust me, he's not missing any money. It wasn't because of money. So we tried to find out what's going on, and we found out Nebuchadnezzar, the guy, suffered a stroke, and he was unconscious for a very long time, in a coma, and everything became quiet for like a year or two. Construction, everything stopped. And then slowly the things started dragging on. Workers came here, workers came there. Very slow process. But we never saw him back. He never came back. I never knew what was going on. You know, no contact with the guy. This past Shabbos, he moved in literally on Thursday. And this past Shabbos, they moved in. So I went to go say Shalom Aleichem. Nebuch, this guy's in a wheelchair. And very paralyzed, obviously. He was sitting, I was passing by, coming off a shul, he was sitting on his front porch in a wheelchair next to his wife. So I went to give Shalom Aleichem. I started talking to him. Here's a Yid Nebuch, a young guy, younger than me. He's thin, he was athletic, he was healthy, and he had a sudden stroke, and Nebuch, he's down to his wheelchair now, literally in a seatbelt, and schmoozing with him, he had a labored talk, like he was out of breath talking, because obviously the stroke hit his speech, and he couldn't move a part of his body. And Rachman al-Atzlan, his entire life turned around upside down, overnight, from Nebuchadnezzar's stroke. And this is just one story, but I got such a sayurus from it. Like obviously the Baruch Hashem wants, for 2 months now, I'm going to get this wake-up call to realize, don't take health for granted. Don't take your life for granted. You don't realize I'm giving you health on a daily basis. Does it take much to be machni yourself to Rabbeinu Shalom with your health? Is it a kunz? It's so poshut. You're alive and everything's healthy because Hashem is making it to be like that. There was no medical condition this guy should have suffered a stroke, except that Hashem wanted that to happen. The fact that Baruch Hashem, our blood is pumping to our brain, and Baruch Hashem, we're healthy to breathe and talk, is because Hashem wants it at this moment to be so. And that's hachna to Bayri Yoylam. That's feeling the right anava, and not being a gaivadik, a person that I have health. And that's in every area of physical life too. Not just with our health, with our money and everything we have. A person who puts up some misbeinus would realize there's no room in our life of gashmi or our life of ruchni to take anything for granted. And realize it's all a gift from the Bari Olam, and that's a hachna that you're living with Hashem. And that removes the gaiva that we have inside ourselves of our own successes. The stipler writes in the Sefer Chaye Olam, in Perech of Zion, Mivur besvarim hakadoshim, shekol hasveikos vahabilbulim, binyone emuna, eino nimtsom elabalev habal gaiva. When we have struggles with our emuna, we have doubts in all the different yonim, of Ashkacha Pratis of Hashem and our Amunah in Him and trusting Him and relying on Him. Zok the stipler, you know what that comes from? The same root of Gaiva. It's that underlying Gaiva that we're living with that allows us and mixes us up in our foundations of our Amunah. Avo Misha Zoicha La Anova Amita. Someone who's Zoicha to have Anova. Lahargish v'lachshav atzmoi kedava shein aklum, to feel and really live that I'm a nothing. Take from a yad mistalkin mimenu kol hasveikus. All your sveikus and amuna all disappear. V'zeboduk u'menusa v'birur gam. Zok the stipler, this is tried and tested with 100% accuracy. Very strong words of the stipler. I'll take care of all your emunah problems. You don't got to read 8 volumes of Living Emunah. Take care of all your emunah problems. One thing. work on your anova and hachnoa to Hashem, and get rid of that gaiva, and all things will be solved. As I up the stipler, guaranteed results. The stipler grader writes, "Vida, you should know, ki mishaloi zochol midas anova. Someone who never reached the midah of anova, ain loy afilu shum musig vitzir minyanei shel anova. He doesn't understand what anova is." Which means when you're in the matzah of being blown up with our gaiva that we never suffer from, you don't even understand the musig of what it means to machni yourself to Hashem and have achno and have anova. The whole idea is foreign. And he said it's very possible you're talking she yisnahig bepoyul ka'an ve'eretz. You might even mean acting with some level of anova in your actions. The kabbal called the menachas of achno. You're very good with people, acting sweet and kind and soft. And you can have tremendous gaiva that's buried in your heart. That shrira of the kayema that's still existent. So just because in your outward motions, you feel like maybe you have shaykhas ta'anova, so the stipler, it's not muchach at all. It's very possible you have 100% gaiva in your heart, and just putting on that show on the outside. I'm telling you the advice that you have to take. Lilmoid bisvarim, go learn the svarim. Hamoirim la anova, svarim that am oirer, the Indian of anova. Svarim that am oirer, the Indian of being machnia yourself to Hashem. Uletzayir la atzmoi, and visualize b'chala efsher. As much as you could visualize to yourself, use your koyach hatzira of visualization of bitul chashivusoi v'shiflusoi, of being mevatel. Why do I feel so great? Be mevatel yourself. Ulisnahek v'midas ha'anovim. V'al hakol, on top of it all, l'spalol, you have to daven be'emes al zeh to Hashem, ha'shvizoicha, to the midah of anova. You should know the Rambam in Hilchas Deis. It's in Perek Beis, in Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes something phenomenal. How usually Midas is supposed to be in the middle Madrega. Person has to always find the middle healthy Madrega. Not too extreme one direction, and not too extreme the other direction. Always the Midah Hamamutza, the middle Madrega. The Rambam writes, V'yesh Deis, there are Midas, the middle madrega is not correct. You have to go to the other extreme. And what is that? When it comes to gaiva, don't be the healthy middle madrega, but rather you go to the extreme. It's not even enough just to be an onov. Ela sheyia shval ruach v'tia ruchoi nemucha lema'oid. You have to go to the extreme of total bittul to Hashem, complete hachno and anova to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Lufikach noima b'Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why by Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk said 2 weeks ago in the parsha, he's a onov me'oid. V'loi noima onov bilvad. The Rambam is making a deal. The pasuk didn't say onov. Ha'ish Moshe was onov ma'id. Zok the Rambam, the diyuk of onov ma'id is because that's what's needed. You need to have that level of onov ma'id. Ulafikach tzivu chacham. That's why the Mishnah always says ma'id ma'id have a shval ruach. It doesn't just say be a shval ruach. Ma'id ma'id. This is a Moritika secret that Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the Rebbeinu Shem, is revealing to us. That I believe, if you want to understand the Rebbeinu Shem's taina on the Dor HaMidbar, what was the Rebbeinu Shem, how is he packaging all the issues in one capsule? The Rebbeinu Shem says, you tested me 10 times, and that's it, I'm done with you people. Why is it all one Aveira? Like the Rebbeinu Shem said, Vayinasu oisi ze'es apamim, v'loi shamu b'kayli, you just don't listen to me. The root of the issue that the Rabbeinu Shlomo had was Klal Yisrael was missing the hachno, being machniya yourself to Borei Olam, the anova. And because we were missing this, Loishamu b'kayli, of course, we don't listen to Hashem. And that's mamash what we find, that Moshe Rabbeinu said that pasuk, Mamrim hayisim Hashem miyoyin daiti eschem. From the day I know you people, you've been rebellious against Hashem. What does that mean? Klal Yisrael was missing this midah of being hachno, being machnia themselves, living as an onov, being mevatel yourself to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. They were missing this midah, which in English means they were balei gaiva. This is the balei gaiva of the Dor HaMidbar that never made it to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbeinu Shlom had to start with a new generation that they're going to be trained in from start with refinement of their character. And then they're going to be Zaycha. The Gemara in Brachos writes, HaMehalech B'Koyma Zekufa. A person walks around with a very uplifted, straight posture. Afilu arba amas, even if you take a few steps. Kilu doichik raglei shechina. You're pushing away the feet of the Rabbeinu Shem shechina. Dichsiv b'loi kol aretz kevoidoi. The Rabbeinu Shem likes to rest the shechina here amongst the whole aretz. And if you're walking around with your nose in the ear, you're being the kayim azakufa, you're being doichik raglei shechina. The Marsha says in this Gemara, Ki ha'odom hu ha'merkava v'hashchina l'mayla al-roshay. Every person is a chariot for the Rabbeinu Shem to rest the Shechina upon every individual. And the Shechina is above our heads. V'ha'hoylech b'koyim ezekufa hu zoykif roshay l'mayla, and you're being doichik ragli ha'shechina sha'al roshay. You're pushing away the Shechina. But rather, behepech, what the Rabbeinu Shem wants is bishvolim unimuchim, people that feel low. Omar ani eshkoin, that's where I rest. But he's referencing a pasuk in Yeshaya. In Perek Nun Zayin, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, ki koi Omar rom v'nisa shoychin ad v'kodosh shemoi. The Rabbeinu Shem says, moroin v'kodosh eshkoin. Yes. Above, in a lofty, high place, I rest. Ve'ezdake u'shval ruach. Mishom, and look, Rashi, the pirush is, Mishom ani in dake u'shval ruach. From my high resting place where my shechina is, I bring down my shechina, and I'm with the people that are dake u'shval ruach. Ani marchin shechinosi alav, I rest my shechina on them. It's a gevaldik avoida to get this training of hachno. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a big avoida that we have to roll up our sleeves. If you want to be pleasing to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you want to not be Yairish Gehenna, and if you have Torah and Mitzvahs, Zok, the Aruch HaSadikim, the only answer is to uproot our gaiva, to learn the midah of hachno, of anova. I want to tell you a story. I think I was in fifth grade, elementary school. I went to my friend's house on Sunday afternoon to go play. So while I was there, I needed to go to the bathroom. So he showed me where the bathroom is. I go into the bathroom, and I try to lock the door, and I realize there's no lock. So I came out of the bathroom, and I told my friend, Yankel, how do you lock the bathroom door? This guy lives in the 20s, fancy flappish, just to let you know what we're talking about. How do you lock the door? So he says, oh no, there's no lock. No one would open the bathroom door without knocking and waiting for a response, is what he tells me. Which means in his family, I'm not so old, so we're not so many years ago, but they had such refinement of character, a bathroom door that's closed, they wouldn't open it until they knock and hear a response. So he says, just go and close the door and no one's coming in. because no one will enter a bathroom without hearing a response. Could you imagine refinement of character? It doesn't exist today. But it just blows my mind that this is refinement. To be so structured in refinement of character that of course we won't open the door. This is unbelievable training that I couldn't believe it. I still remember this from fifth grade because this is refinement. It wasn't like that in my house. We had locks on our doors. But the point being is that these parents really brought up their kids with such refinement. Now I want to bring out, talking about learning how to be machni ourselves and make ourselves small, get rid of our gaiva. I want you to realize that this is not a contradiction to having self-esteem. And it's very important to clarify this point. Because today, everybody's focused on building self-esteem, confidence, individuality. And this might seem like a contradiction to all that. Well, I'll tell you what Rav Shlomo Volbo says about this. Rav Shlomo Volbo reveals in Ali Shur, it's a Chelek Aleph, he reveals that they're intertwined. That totally zebazeh. What he says is like this. Haroitzal his balit. If a person's always someone that's craving for attention, he always has to be out there. Terem motza etz atzmo. You're so busy with presenting yourself, it's because you didn't find yourself yet. So you're so busy with everybody else recognizing you. You didn't find yourself yet to realize and become aware of your true worth. This milus of your seichel and your nafesh, of who you are. So that's why you're so dependent on everybody praising you and you're always lifting yourself up with gaiva to present yourself well because you're so busy with everybody because you don't realize your individuality of who you are. They need everybody yachzik mimenu, everybody should hold of me. Ki acheres, because without that, ein masha machzik, he said, there's nothing else. He doesn't have anything else. Abshlam Avolba is revealing to us. You know why we're a generation of Balei Gaiva? Because we're so busy with missing our self-esteem and we're trying to build that, so it's working hand in hand. When we don't have self-esteem, that's why we become Balei Gaiva. If you don't realize your true value of who you are, of how Hashem values you, Hashem needs every yid, like we say in the bumper sticker. If you don't realize that, how the Rebbeinu Shlom values every act you do, which that's where your self-esteem is supposed to come from, that's where your individuality is supposed to be recognized by you, but you don't have that, so you got to fill yourself up with all the fake stuff, and that's how you become a big Baal Gaiva to show off everything and feel great because you need everybody to praise you because you got to fill yourself with something. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Volbo is revealing to us, it's not a contradiction. The more we work against our gaiva and create hachno and anova and have a relationship with Hashem because we mevat ourselves to Him, the more we'll feel value. The more we'll feel like a something in our relationship with Hashem. And once you start feeling like something, you don't need to fill it with gaiva. So it's mamish, works hand in hand. I see the time is late. I just want to end with the words of Yitzchak Isaac Sher, to Shiva Slavotko. He talks about that the idea of Kedushim Tiyu. He says, doesn't just mean Kedusha. He says the word Kedusha means, Kedushim Tiyu means Chashivos. Hashem is telling every one of us, be Chashiv. Realize your Chashivos. Realize who you are. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem is commanding us. It's a whole arichos of a shmuz that Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Sher gave, which obviously I don't have time for. But he just brings out how many different rayas to this point, that kedoshim, kedusha means chashivos. He says if we would realize how choshev we are, we'd realize that I'm a ben melech, I'm a son of a king, and therefore I act differently because of who I am. I feel choshev because of my relationship with Hashem. So when we're getting rid of our gaiva, and we'll be machnia ourselves, and being koina anova, machnia self to Hashem, we're naturally going to become people with tremendous self-esteem and feeling choshev. That feeling of choshev has nothing to do with gaiva. That feeling of chashivas is in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem is watching me, and I'm acting and doing things that he's impressed with. So I'm not looking for outside praise and recognition. That touches on gaiva. But rather, my healthy self-esteem makes me walk around feeling that I'm choshev in Hashem's eyes. And I'm constantly mevatel myself to Hashem. And that's why I could go ahead and be machnia myself in my Torah, in my tefillah, in all my avodas Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shem Shataka bench us all, and we Shataka work on this inyan, which is a moiridika breakthrough in understanding all these parshas that we're experiencing, to understand the root of why Dor HaMidbar didn't make it, and realize, like this Maamar Kaimis we didn't get to, that in order to be Zaycha v'sechazeno einenu b'shuv chotziyah and berachamim, if in order for us to be Zaycha to the Geula, and be Zaycha to seeing Eretz Yisrael and Ashuras Hashchina, we can't be making the mistake of the Dor HaMidbar. We gotta uproot that gaiva and learn this inyan of achno of anava, because otherwise, the same way they were wiped away, those people are not gonna be zeicha to see it either. The Rebbeinu Shem shall help us all taka root out this terrible midah and be kaina, the midah of achno and anava, and then be'ezer Hashem, be karuv mamish, we shall all march and greet Mashiach to the Kainah.